Among the now thousands of people killed in the drug war in Mexico were three policemen murdered in a shootout this week at the airport in Mexico City. They were reportedly gunned down in broad daylight by other police officers working for drug traffickers. The latest shootings come as Mexicans prepare to vote in Sunday's presidential elections. Felipe Calderón, who launched the war against the drug cartels when he was elected president in 2006, cannot run again because of term limits. And if a opinion polls are right, the Institutional Revolutionary Party will return to the presidency after more than a decade-long absence. Today's the final day of campaigning before the elections, the BBC's Will Grant reports.
The Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, is Mexico's oldest and most powerful party. It ruled the country with an iron fist for 71 years. And now, after just two terms in opposition, is set to return to power. Their hopes rest with a young, telegenic candidate with a soap star wife, Enrique Peña Nieto. As he enters the convention center in the city of Tampico, it is more like a pop star taking the stage than a presidential candidate. Opponents accuse him of being a triumph of style over substance. But the former governor of Mexico State says he is more than just a pretty face.
I believe that I'm more evaluated by the people, not because how I look is more than what have I done in the past. What's my experience and what have I done as a governor of the state of Mexico. The people that follow this project and that believe in the project that I'm proposing to the country is because they know and they are familiar with the new way of doing politics, and that is with commitment.
But not everyone is swayed by his dashing good looks nor his record in office. During the campaign, a large student-led protest movement has formed around the slogan, I am 132. They oppose what they see as a favourable bias towards Mr. Peña Nieto's campaign by the country's main media outlet, Televisa. The movement has been credited with a recent drop in his lead in the polls. Tamaulipas is probably the most dangerous state in Mexico. As we arrive in the state capital, Ciudad Victoria, we see scorch marks on the road in the business district where a car bomb was detonated the previous day. A little while later, 14 mutilated bodies were dumped outside a municipal government building in a nearby town. Our taxi driver refused to take us, saying the drug gangs would be still patrolling the streets. The state has been run for decades by the PRI. Two former governors, Thomas Yarrington and Eugenio Hernandez, are facing criminal charges in the United States and Mexico for alleged links to the drug cartels. So we're just driving away now from a ranch which we've had confirmed was the ranch belonging to one of the two governors who are being investigated for money laundering, corruption and links to drug cartels here in Tamaulipas. The police raided the ranch earlier this week. For many, Tamaulipas is still an example of the old PRI, of a party deeply mired in corruption and openly in bed with the drug cartels. And in that sense, many ask, how can a Peña Nieto administration really break away from the past? In a faceless hotel room, we arranged to meet Susana, although that's not her real name. A few years ago, she was the girlfriend of a member of one of the most powerful drug cartels in Tamaulipas. Although she eventually managed to pull away from the group, she lives in constant fear for her life.
This is a narco state, completely. The government doesn't exist here. The media doesn't exist. No one dares say anything, and anyone who does speak out is either threatened or simply disappears. We have a saying here, small town, big hell. Well, we live in a small town, and this is a hell that is too big.
That report from the BBC's Will Grant in Mexico. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.